The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit
a
little? No, I'm saying from the standpoint... It used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You have probably seen this story floating around on social media. It is of a gentleman who sends out a list of conversation topics to his buddies before they get together at the bar each and every week. Well, we are so pleased to be joined by Riley Enright and his daughter Mackenzie Enright this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Riley, you are the gentleman who sends out this list to your pals before you guys go out to the bars. Mackenzie, you posted it on your social media, and of course it blew up. We saw that there were a bunch of national shows that picked up on it and thought it was just the most adorable thing. So Riley, I'm going to start with you on this one. Where did you get the idea to put together this list of topics for you and your pals to discuss when you go to the bar every week?
Well, it actually started with getting together at the bar, and then we found that we were going down rabbit holes that we didn't really want to go down to during COVID time. So what we decided was sports, different things like that have to be more interesting. So a buddy of mine, who's one of the board members, as we call him, Laird, decided let's put an agenda together. And that's how it all started.
So Riley, does it ever get heated with your buddies? Does it ever get a little too, hey, we got to calm down a little bit?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that we have been, one, told to calm down, and actually also we do that among each other as well.
Mackenzie, have you tried to get your dad into 2023? I mean, printing it off and handing it all, you know, that seems that, you know, it's a little old school. Have you ever showed him how to use, like, the Notes app on his phone, and then he could just text that out to his buddies?
Oh, I have shown him so many ways to do this digitally.
Gabe, I have the memory of a goldfish, all right? So that's my problem.
Is that good or bad?
Not good.
So, Riley, we've seen a couple of pictures here. You know, on these viral posts that went out on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot. And so one of them said, Jordan Love, World Cup, China and Russia, after Christmas party with the boys, general discussion. And then there was another one that said, the latest Aaron Rodgers saga. And that's where I thought, wait a minute. Is this guy a Packers fan? Is this guy in Wisconsin? Tell the people where you are located and where you and your buddies get together each and every week.
Oh, absolutely. I'm located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I grew up in Green Bay. So for a good portion of my life, I lived in Green Bay. And where our buddies get together is a sports bar called Bullwinkle's in Brookfield. And they've got like 30-some TVs, so anywhere we go, we can see sports.
So, Mackenzie, did this just morph from the dinner table? I mean, would your dad do this to you growing up as a kid, and you kind of roll your eyes and go, here we go, but you kids all grew up, and now dad's got to take it with his buddies to the bar?
You know what? I was just talking to someone yesterday. There are so many comments that say, like, this man is the level of organized that I will never be, which is hilarious because this is exclusively the thing he's organized about.
This is the only thing.
She doesn't lie. She doesn't lie at all.
So, Riley, have you ever had special guests come into the group? Like, do you bring Mackenzie in? Do you bring anybody in from the outside? Or is it the same group of guys every week?
Oh, no, absolutely. We have guest speakers. Mackenzie happened to be our guest speaker that day. And we generally, one of our requirements is you have to add something to the group. And we do like visual aids. And I'm sorry again, they usually are not electronic. So.
We are joined this morning by Riley Enright and Mackenzie Enright. Riley's conversations and his sheets that detail the topics for his chats with his pals at the bars have gone viral on social media. The Today Show even picking it up. I know you guys have had some interviews and whatnot, and you guys happen to be located. I know, Mackenzie, you're in L.A., but Riley, you and your pals are in Brookfield, Wisconsin, which we picked up on when we saw that y'all were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the ongoing saga. On our show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN in Milwaukee, we call it the green bays of our lives. What conclusions, Riley, have you and your pals come to about the situation with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers?
Well, as with everybody, none yet. the fact of the matter is that we do have some different points of view. Some are, hey, it would be great to see Jordan Love. My point of view is actually, I certainly would love to see Jordan Love, but I wouldn't mind seeing him in 2024 because I still think Aaron Rodgers has a lot left in him. I just wish he would go about it, or I don't know who, he or someone would go about it a little differently.
So, Riley, are these just your buddies I'm talking? Are these just Packer fans, or are there some Bears fans and maybe some Vikings fans sprinkled in?
Oh, Chewy, no. I'm sorry. There are no Bears fans. There certainly are no Vikings fans.
That's what I wanted to hear.
No. No, I said we're buddies. No, it's all Packer fans.
Mackenzie, when you were the special guest speaker, what did you add? What was the topic that you added? And what takes did you bring that kind of blew all the old guys' minds?
You know what? I'm trying to remember. Dad, do you know what I added?
Yes. You added your perspective because you and I have been going to Packer games since you were little. And what she added was really the discussions of us being at the Packer games and kind of, one, the crowd, and two, the people we've seen. In fact, Kenzie had mentioned, which is true, she's never seen a quarterback that's not going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's crazy.
Yes, and I'm not willing to give that up just yet.
So Kenzie's all in on Aaron Rodgers sticking around for another season. We're talking to Kenzie Enright and Riley Enright. Kenzie, it was your post, though, that went viral. Did you have any idea that when you posted these lists that your dad brings to his chats with his buddies at the bar on Fridays, that people would, like, appreciate it as much as they did, that they would love it as much as they did, that the Today Show would be talking about your dad?
No, I have no idea. Honestly, when I tweeted it, I thought just maybe it'll make, like, 10 people that I know laugh. Because if anyone knows my dad, they know that that's just a very him, but he does it in a very Riley way. So I had no idea. And now we've gotten people, I mean, there are times that we've gotten comments and, like, I've teared up. People are, you know, saying they've lost family members and that it reminds them of their family or that they feel like they're part of the crew. And that's, I never expected that coming out of tweeting just a sort of joke about my dad and his buddies.
So Riley, I don't want to date you here. favorite era, Lombardi era, Holmgren era, McCarthy / LaFleur era.
I noticed there was no Sherman era there. They're just
we're gonna move past.
Just skip
no we kind of skipped over the 80s too.
Yeah, there's no strike year eras. There's actually, I would say the Lombardi era. I was alive for, but young. I'd say the Holmgren era was probably my favorite. Absolutely.
It was mine too.
It was something that, Chewy, I think you're part of why the Holmgren era was my favorite.
Oh, that's so nice.
But, he can come on anytime he wants.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not trying to blow sunshine, but I'll tell you what, you were like the first real big tight end that, you know, you and a couple that really set the stage for what's going on now.
Getting a lot of eye rolling here.
His ego's big enough. We're gonna have a hard time getting Chewy's head in the door tomorrow.
Now this Bullwinkles, this isn't the old Bullwinkles. This is a new one because Joe Panos, who I'm sure you know, dad owned the old one, and it's moved.
Yes.
Correct?
It did. Correct. It moved right behind Cops Custard in Brookfield, okay. And it's really a different look. But yes, as a matter of fact, now the nephews own it, and of George, the former owner. And we were shut down for a couple months. We had to go while they were moving. We had to go to a different bar for a couple months.
Riley, how long have you guys been doing this?
Oh, I would say certainly 3.5. With an agenda, probably 2. And that might go back to something that was said earlier. We don't want to be dated, but we had to have an agenda to keep us on task.
But so are you the one? Are you solely responsible for putting the agenda together?
I put it together, but there's the help of the other three guys that are part of what we call the board. So it's a board meeting. We meet every Friday at 4:00 at Bullwinkle's. But it is the I put out every Thursday the I'd say, boys, tell me what your agenda items are. Please get them to me by Friday afternoon at noon, and we'll be all set for four. But it was the agenda was certainly not my idea. It was somebody else's, but well grabbed onto.
I have no doubt that you guys are more organized with your board meetings on Fridays at Bullwinkle's than we are here at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 on ESPN Milwaukee. I want to go through this last list that we did see. It said NFL playoffs, the never-ending Aaron Rodgers saga, using an agenda on a date really has happened, feedback on bourbon tasting event, new trolling motor and locator, Bud versus Bud Light, and general discussion. Where did y'all come down on the Bud versus Bud Light debate?
It came down on Bud Light now, but when we started drinking at a certain time of our life, there Bud Light didn't exist. And so we were drinking Budweiser. Now what we say is the Budweiser is for a couple, the Bud Light's for more than a couple. And we have an affinity for Bud Light and Budweiser because my college roommate own an Anheuser-Busch distributorship.
Well, our friends over on Scalzo and Brustu are presented by Bud Light. We'll appreciate that take from you, Riley. Guys, we cannot thank you enough for joining us this morning as your agendas for your Friday get-togethers have gone viral, being picked up by the Today Show and the like. Mackenzie Enright, Riley Enright, thanks for joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning.
Thank you, guys.
We really appreciate it.
Just so cool that he's in Brookfield, Wisconsin, hanging out at one of the bars down the street. Like, I love that aspect of it, and it's great to talk to somebody in our neighborhood. And I love that Kenzie was like, the only reason that I would ever go viral in my entire life, of course, would be because of something my dad did. Just really cool to chat with those two. Okay, guys.